Welcome to a new segment on 15-Minute History called Thursday Thoughts. Every other week, I'm going to speak about a person, event, or place in history in 5 minutes or less. This is just another opportunity for us to get more content to you, our outstanding audience. So here we go. Recently, we received the following question. If you're doing a season on villains, why aren't you covering serial killers? The question is curious, but not surprising. When we think of the villain, all of us see something different in our minds. For children, it may be a cartoon foe that speaks in a low voice and twirls their mustache. For adults, it may be an old boss that treated them like garbage. Then, for some, it can be a face hidden by shadow, a dark silhouette standing over them, representing a trauma that happened long ago, which makes them stop whatever they are doing when they think of it. In popular media, we may see the faces of those we've heard of. Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, and others we won't name, have gone down in history as some of the most notorious killers ever known. Rarely do people look to history. Sure, people rightly quote Hitler or Pol Pot, but these are exceptions. The villain, as defined by history, is easily overlooked and, if remembered, dismissed just as quickly. This is true for a few reasons. First, and this won't shock you since John directly addresses this all the time, but history is not taught well. There is rarely a relation to the people who populate it. In many circles, learning history is not considered practical. How is it possible to relate to someone in the Middle Ages or ancient Rome, or identify with some of the real people we have told you about, like Xerxes? It takes some work. At 15-Minute History, we strive to do the heavy lifting for you in this area, providing you with the story of the person, their actions, and the consequences, good or bad. Second, and this falls in line with my first point, we generally are taught the facts of history and not the story of history. Identifying the events that lead to turning points in the past falls short of showing the motivations surrounding the people responsible. Finally, and this one is really important, serial killers don't make history. They are the literal debris of society. Wanton cowards, weak and small individuals, who think by committing heinous actions, they will be seen as something more than what they truly are. They have existed in every society, across the ages, throughout time, from the first recorded civilization to the world in which we now live. With some exceptions, they are always forgotten and, like debris, discarded. You've heard us reference a proverbial trash heap of history on this podcast. In that steaming pile of rancid filth, you will find things like the swastika, Vladimir Lenin's state and revolution, quotations from Chairman Mao, and the current U.S. immigration policy. Even in that growing heap, the serial killer is absent. As it is there, so it is here. Thank you for joining us for Thursday Thoughts. Send us your questions about this topic at 15minutehistory@gmail.com. See you next week.